This is the playbook. Just so we talk about takeaways, and we receive lessons every day, and I'm the type of person who used to write down every single lesson. So I went to college, law school, business school. I went to every personal development training workshop, and I used to write down everything. And all I got for that, by the way, the only thing I got for that was a storage unit full of banker boxes of information that I can't use. And so I started doing these takeaways of the week or the month, the biggest lesson that you've learned, to really help people to understand how we learn and how to take advantage of everything that we learn. What do I mean by that? Well, what I want you to do is during the day, if anything resonates with you, go ahead and capture it, reposit it, and then create a system that allows you to access just those lessons that resonate with you. You see, we utilize our intuition to raise our awareness of what's important to us. It doesn't have any logic connected to us. We have no reasons connected to it. But if we can detach the lesson from time, quantitative measurements, reason, and logic, we can maximize the unified, infinite system of thought that we take part in. And so I want everyone, as we do these every 5 or 6 weeks, the biggest takeaway of the week or the month, your biggest lesson that you've learned, to only write down or capture the lessons that resonate with you, knowing that that which your intuition picks up on is those lessons that are most important to you. And it's just a matter of time until it reveals why. So don't try to outthink it, out logic it, go over under it, through it. Don't lie to yourself, deny to yourself. You don't know the significance of what resonates with you, but it will reveal itself. So it's great to capture it and create a system to access what resonates with you. And so that's the purpose, Jake, of that. And we'll have life is about lessons. This is based off of the rules of being human and to that measure. So my takeaway of the week came in a meetup, and I do meetups in every city that I go to. I do over 200 a year trying to help people. And the interesting thing that I learned this week is someone asked me a question to compare COVID with the downturn economy. And what I took away from that, as I normally do, the reason I do the meetups are not only to help people and answer questions and make introductions, as Scott says, a fairly connected person. I consider myself a one degree of separation to help people, but I really am listening for what people are paying attention to and what they want to give their intention to. And along those lines, the comparison was important because the similarities between an entrepreneur during COVID and the similarities between an entrepreneur today in a downturn economy is that we should be looking at our skills, our knowledge, and our desire, and seeing how our skills and knowledge and desire are aligned with what's doing well today. Because even during COVID, certain things were doing well. And in a downturn economy, certain things are doing well. Then we should move to what's stable today. Just like in COVID, we look to see what businesses were stable, weren't moving, and what is stable in the future, and what's stable in a downturn economy. And then we can look and see and utilize a weighted balance between what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is going to be doing well in the future. And so utilizing these three points of analysis towards the careers, jobs, industries that are doing well, stable, or you think are going to do well, you can maximize the opportunity as you did in COVID, just the same in a downturn market. Now, the differentiator the difference, and this is where the biggest takeaway was, because I was like, where is the difference between COVID and a downturn market? It's that the government was completely, overwhelmingly supportive of the small business and entrepreneur during COVID. And during a downturn market, they're not. In fact, they're almost punitive in nature. And as you have higher inflation, higher taxes, and business is going down, you will not get the support that you got during COVID from the government. And so understanding this subtle distinction between COVID and a downturn market, you can take advantage of the options, opportunities, and touches of favor of what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is going to be doing well. Remember, the stock market is not a reflection of the economy. The economy is a reflection of the stock market. So too many people think, oh, the COVID's going to hit, the stock market's going to go down. No, the stock market is a reflection of what the economy is doing, not the reverse or the inverse. So great lessons, great takeaway that resonated with me at a take away event, a meetup that I'm doing. I do them every single week all over the country. Next week we'll be in Miami doing a meetup. We're going to be in South Carolina doing a meetup, Bloomington, Indiana. We're all over the place, and we're blessed to be all over the place. I had an extraordinary day yesterday with the incredible Howie Mandel. We're just blessed, Jake. All right, Jake, go ahead. Now that everybody's warmed up, reset the room real quick. Email me if you want a takeaway of the day, lessons, and the rules of being human in the context of life is about lessons. David@dmeltzer.com. Always, I will sign a book, send it to you, pay for shipping and the book. Don't worry. And I'll also give the rules for being human or how to learn to raise your awareness of the lessons that resonate with you. Jake, go ahead. Who's up?
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. I will quickly reset the room. This is David Meltzer's hour here on the Breakfast with Champions. Dave's been doing free Friday drinks for over 23 years. Today's topic is your takeaway of the week. So if anyone has a takeaway of the week that they'd like to share, just feel free to raise your hand or back channel me and we will aim to bring you up. Also, as mentioned, if you want any takeaway of the week lessons, if you want a rules for being a human guide, if you want David's books, feel free to email him. His email is David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Let's get going. Let's bring on some people to share their takeaways of the week. Why don't we bring on Gigi to start? Gigi, do you want to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the week? Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
This week was my favorite because I have two takeaways, and the most important is empathy. And because I became more compassionate and I have more empathy, I started doing that with myself, and I'm accelerating growing. And even if I get angry at something, then I go and say, if I was this person, maybe I'll do the same and just, drop, drag, and roll, and help me go back to center. And the second one is a quote that I heard, which is, discovery is a child's privilege. And the point is, a child isn't afraid to be embarrassed and stuff like that. And that's why they discovered, and everybody who invented anything, they attribute to their inner child. So those were my takeaways. And yeah, I feel like I'm accelerating and growing, as David says. So I think this was a pretty interesting week with a lot of lessons.
I love that. Well, thank you, Gigi. And you talk about discovery, and it's related directly to curiosity. And curiosity is something that I look for, to surround myself with curious people. One of my favorite, and it's the closing line of almost every interview, show, et cetera, that I do in speech, titled Be More Interested Than Interesting. And the process of seeking is closely related to praying into hoping. And so as we expand, grow, accelerate exponentially, it's so important that not only are we co-creative with something bigger than us that knows everything, that loves us more than our mom, but we're co-creative and curious, that we're seeking our potential. We are seeking the truth. We are seeking our higher selves. And inherent upon what you're talking about, this idea of discovery, requires an action. And that action is not only co-creative, but that action is curious in its nature. And it's an essential attribute in order to pursue your potential. It's a central attribute in order to inspire others, empower others. We cannot do so if we are not creative and curious. And that takeaway resonates with me. So I'm codifying that quote, and I will be accessing it for more content to help other people as well. Thank you so much, Gigi. Appreciate that great takeaway for the week. Jake, where should I go for our next one? Awesome. That sounds good. Good enough. My takeaway, this is from Chris. My takeaway is that nothing is more important to your self-improvement than taking action. Thinking, planning, talking, listening are all great, but meaningless without action. And Chris, completely agree, right? I utilize a triple A strategy. I'm happy to send the triple A exercise to everyone. And part of taking action is getting alignment, paying attention to what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how best to get that done and prioritize accordingly. But it's the second, once we have alignment of the what, the who, the how, and the now we have to take action. And part and parcel to the action is the third A, which is to prepare for adjustment, to have an open mind, open heart, and open hands, and radical humility that we don't know what we don't know, that pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes are indicative that we have a better place, a better position, a better situation to be in, living in a world of protection and promotion, because we do have faith. There's something bigger than us that knows everything and loves us more than our mom. And so that as we work through this idea of self-improvement, of pursuing our potential, that we utilize five levels of intention in the AAA strategy. Once again, which I'll send everyone and my book. It's in my book, actually. So email me. But these are alignment, action, and prepare for adjustment. But you can't do so without doing things in the trajectory of where you think you want to be, knowing the meaning or lessons that you've learned, these takeaways that you've learned in conjunction with, in synergy with the trajectory or the progress that you want to make in aiming towards what you think you want, which is that prepare for adjustment part. But not only is it doing, but it's saying everything, thinking everything, believing everything, and feeling it as well. In the intellect, intuition, and inspiration, you will find that we can accelerate, aggregate, and compound our success and our progress, expanding, growing towards something that we think we want. So make sure, as you have mentioned here, nothing's more important than your progress, your pursuit of your potential. And in order to do so, you got to pay attention to utilizing the AAA strategy and give the five levels of intention towards the coincidences, the consequences, the karma in your life. It is the mathematical equation of luck. And Chris, you nailed a great takeaway for everyone. For those people that I resonated with, go ahead, capture that takeaway. Go ahead, capture it. We'll send you the exercise, the AAA strategy. Happy to help. All right, Jake, who's up next?
How's it going, Jake and Mr. David Meltzer? Great to be in your presence. And my takeaway this week is unity. I think that a lot of things can be done if we unify our minds together like we're doing right now here on Breakfast with Champions here on Clubhouse. People from all different walks of life are coming together, sharing their different experiences. And David, you gave me an example before of how I can attract like-minded individuals on a thing I'm doing called Paradigm Awakening, which is every Thursday. I'm bringing people together, and it's unifying people because I'm a believer in God. I'm a child of God, right? And in Scripture, it talks about how if we are unified and if we come together and be in the same mind and be in the same alignment of things, you can get things done much quicker and more efficient. And I have a dream that I can see the world coming together, because I truly believe that we are all one misunderstanding away from fully understanding each other. And I see it more and more every single day when you walk out into your community and you talk with people. If you turn off the negative vibes, whether it be with media or wherever you're getting that negative energy from, and you just go out there and you seek the positive energy, and you could just feel the unity, because we, even though we're human beings, we're all souls having this human experience. And I truly believe the more conversations like I have, like here today with y'all, and unity, it just continues to catapult my mind into the right direction. which is love. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, then you can truly experience an amazing paradise as you're experiencing this thing called life.
I love it, AJ. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's, I could go on and on, yeah. But I'll end.
Thank you, brother. And, you know, I'm going to give a little bit of a nuance to this takeaway, because as we try to come together, the paradigm shift that I had, AJ, in my life is that I shifted my faith in oneness. I believe in that source like you, that God like you do, that protects and promotes me at all times, that knows everything, an omniscient, all-powerful source, which is part and parcel to a system that's unified and abundant and infinite and pure of thought, the truth. And so I believe that we already are unified. We have to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. And I'll stress fear, because that's what we do to interfere with the unity that we already have, that we already are part and parcel to. And so the whole crux or paradigm that I try to teach people is I am all powerful, almighty, all knowing. I am protected and promoted. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am healthy. I am happy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am part and parcel to my family, my community, the world. What am I doing to interfere with it? F-E-A-R. Knowing there's only two types of fear of the past and fear of the future. And if I stay present in that one thought, in that oneness of the unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that protects and promotes me in part and parcel to that which is bigger than me, that knows everything, I can only accelerate and grow at a rate in a power that most people limit themselves or interfere with themselves of. One of my favorite takeaways, unification. We are moving in that direction. Everyone, we are all one. Let's figure what we're doing to interfere with it. We have and live in a world of more than enough. And AJ is part of that world with me. Thank you, my friend, for helping to articulate it in such a eloquent manner. All right, Jake, we are rocking and rolling. We're moving really fast here. It's the takeaway of the week, the month. It's your lesson that resonates with you to help everyone with the one thing that's really on your mind, body, and soul this week. So go ahead, Jake, set the room.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave. And thank you for sharing, AJ. Quickly resetting the room. This is Friday, April 28th, David Meltzer's Hour Year, 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Today's topic, Dave's been doing free Friday training for over 23 years, is your takeaway of the week. So if you have a takeaway of the week that you'd like to share, just feel free to raise your hand or back channel me and we will aim to bring you up. Also, let's take a second here to follow the people next to you, follow the people on stage, and then of course, share the room here. So you can share the room at the bottom. There's a square with an arrow. If you push that, you can share with your friends, family, and the whole community. So let's take up some more takeaways of the week here. We got Eric Patel on deck. Eric, if you want to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the week, welcome.
Thanks, Jake. Hey, David, and good to see folks again. Love these rooms that you do, so thanks so much for that. I think this week was a big takeaway for me, and it's a little bit about David talks about in his book in terms of comfort zone and getting out of your comfort zone. I think in general, I've been doing a much better job of that over time. But this week was really a lot about letting go and trusting others. We had a new team member who recently we onboarded who led a very important, very public call for our book launch, and she did an amazing job. And, you know, just being able to just go with the flow and trusting others, just in not having control or having the need to have control all the time. You know, there's other concept too about surrendering, right, to the flow of life. And, you know, the universe does have its amazing way of making things happen for you, right? I'm sure you've heard the expression, right? Life doesn't happen to you. It actually happens for you. And that certainly happened this week. And it was just beautiful to see. And, yeah, it was just great. So thanks very much.
No, thank you. And I'll take your happens to you and happens for you and raise you one. I believe life happens through you. And so, of course, in that abundant thought of everything happening through us, giving and receiving are one, witnessing the giving and receiving as well is in oneness with that as well. And When we let go, one of the hardest things for people to understand is that how can you let go and just let everything happen? That's not what it is, right? We're letting go of our knowing. We're letting go of certainty. We're letting go of attachment to the outcome. And instead, we are taking our emotions, our attention and intention, and we're putting it into what we do, say, think, feel, and believe today towards progressing towards what we think we want, knowing that we're going to learn lessons and have mistakes, failures, setbacks along the way, and successes that are going to teach us what and where we're going to move tomorrow. And so instead of limiting ourselves by attaching to an outcome, a certainty of a number, a space, a time, we simply attach all of our energy, our focus, and our intention of what we do, say, think, believe, and feel towards progressing, not an outcome in which we don't know what we don't know. This is where radical humility and surrender exists. This is how people like Michael Singer, who wrote The Untethered Soul and, of course, Surrender Experiment, tries to articulate a completely life of ease while still in each and every present moment being active and progressing and accelerating and growing. See, activity is not only working, as some people say, I call it activity I get paid for, or sleeping, I call that the activity of access and recovery, or spending time with our family, vacationing, which I call activity I don't get paid for. When we realize that each day we want to be as productive, accessible, and gracious with our activities while we are surrendering to the outcome by doing our best, learning lessons from the setbacks, failures, and mistakes, and having fun, enjoying that consistent every day, persistent without quit pursuit of our potentials. Extremely important takeaway. Have life come through you. Most people have life happening to them. They're victims. They're a why me, not a try me. Most people haven't made the distinction between the happen for me and happen through me. We want to lift ourselves even higher than happened for us by, you know, the people who give to receive or feel that the whole world is in their favor, happening for them. Take it to the next level. Not only should you appreciate everything you have and acknowledge it by giving it away or not having any more, but you should be comfortable asking for more, not in a zero sum for, but in a value add through. Take that final leap, my friends. You will live in abundance in that unified system of thought that we talked about previously.